And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. It began 20 years ago this month. I spoke earlier this week with April Ladinsky and Ken Smith, two of the founding writers on the Michiana Chronicles team. Of course, I started the conversation with a question about how it all began.
A friend of ours came back from WVPE after working on a series of very brief radio pieces in 1999 about the 20th century that were broadcast just as we were coming to the end of the millennium. And that was Jonathan Nashel. And he said, you know, I think the folks at the station would really love to have more local and regional voices. They like that vision. And that stayed in some of our minds, and we stirred up a few conversations and put together a proposal with a team of four writers.
Yeah, at that point, those writers were Jonathan Nashel and you, Ken Smith, me, April Ladinsky, and Louise Collins. All of us just kind of interested in the idea of storytelling in a moment where there was a lot of storytelling on NPR, the national station. So Bailey White was on fairly regularly. Ray Barber was telling, you know, talking about sports, but telling stories, really, essays. Andre Kudrescu. So This American Life had really kind of taken hold. So there was a lot of that kind of short form, column length pieces on the national radio. And so it gave us some inspiration for local programming, too.
I'm sure you remember that people over the years have turned to NPR for the national, international reporting and news, but also people have had a great allegiance to storytelling voices and personal voices. And we were very intrigued in that second part. After a little bit of conversation, Louise Collins and I wrote an email and sent it off to your former colleague, Lee Burdorf. I think I hit send at about 11:30 one morning, and about 35 minutes later, Lee wrote back saying, "Let's have a meeting."
So he was in.
And we met the four of us, the four writers, Jonathan Nashel, Louise Collins, April, and I, met with station manager Tim Eby and Lee Burdorf and batted around some ideas. And we wrote the script so that Lee would know what to say at the beginning and the end, and now Michiana Chronicles, and all that sort of stuff. And Tim Eby said in that meeting something that I think has been quietly very useful, and which is to say, keep in mind that radio is really good for certain things. It's good for suspense. It's good for recorded sound. It's good for giving listeners a scene to see vividly in their minds. And it's good for sharing stories that get their importance not from somebody's credential or job, but from a person being there when something important or interesting or fun happened.
So we've had a variety of voices on Michiana Chronicles over the years. It's grown from those four, two of them who are no longer participating, but we've got I think a total of eight now, and we've had others over the years that have been contributing regularly. So when did you decide to expand the contributor list?
I think it partially was forced upon us. One of the original four went away for a year, but we also thought if it was good to have a few more voices on WVPE, it would be good to have even more voices. And so, you know, there are six or seven or eight people on the rotation these days, and you've built a spot in the rotation for guest writers as well. So that all seems like a step toward reflecting more of what's going on in the hearts and minds of people in our region.
Yeah, I think we'd love to have more people in the rotation. I think it's such a deliciously short form that all of us who, you know, so many of us are working on big projects that we never finish. And sometimes that's parenting or other things. A tiny radio essay is something you can finish. So I think once you write one or two of these, and before we really even got this launched as a regular series, all of us tried a couple of them to see Can you do it more than once? Can you have more than one idea? And I think those of us who've been doing it for years have found some pleasure in the way having these little tiny deadlines where you know you're going to figure something out about your life is a really beautiful thing to look forward to. So, you know, 600 words, a really good personal essay is sort of like holding up an idea to the light and turning it to see its facets from multiple perspectives. And so you can move from personal experience to pop what's happening in popular culture, maybe pull in a thread of politics, make some observations about the particularity of your experience that really reaches out to the particularity of other people's experience. And because you all have let us have a little bit of music at the end and have produced them so thoughtfully over the years, it's just a very satisfying short form way to think through what it means to be living right now. So it's sort of amazing that this is 20 years of doing these short pieces. It's a lot of experience, and I've never stopped thinking of essays to write.
And I think the series has contained right at 1,000 pieces right now, 50 a year for 20 years. I agree with everything April just said about what's so fun and interesting and promising about this kind of storytelling. And one thing I would say is everybody listening has had the experience of starting to tell a story to a few friends and just noticing, wow, people must really like this story because everyone is really listening to this story I'm telling. Everybody's got some stories like that. And if you tell that story clearly and then you add a little, just a little flavor dust of reflection, and then send it off to Tony and let him put some music at the end. You might have something rather sweet or powerful or funny.
I'll admit that is a fun part of doing these chronicles, is throwing the music in the end, whether or not somebody comes up with their own or I think of something else on my own. But anyway, so we're in the membership campaign here at WVPE. So what is a reason through this that you feel people should support the station?
You know, if you tell a story that helps build community, you have to believe in community. You have to believe in building something for your community. And I always feel like when we renew our membership, that we're adding a little bit of our own contribution to something that enriches our community and gives a radio station gives more than one kind of enrichment and importance to a community. And I love to see the bumper stickers out there, and I love going to some of the station's public events because it means that all of us have helped to build something with the staff and with the national team and so forth. We're making something together, and that's I think that's a great feeling.
Yeah, I'd also maybe just add that, you know, this is not just a national experience. WVPE does beautiful local programming. There's some especially wonderful reporters that you all have on staff right now covering local events. And as members, like this is our station, and we talk about voting as our voice. Participating in Michiana Chronicles, inviting people to try out their voice on the air really makes literal that idea that we together are this kind of chorus. And, you know, if you've got a friend who's on the radio and you listen, you know that just kind of crackle of excitement that this radio station is invested in us right here in this community. And we'd love for more of those voices to be in this, in the guest slot of Michiana Chronicles for sure.
We've got a fun little mason jar radio. It's clear glass. It says all that mason jar stuff on the side, and it's got a little metal lid and an antenna comes out of the top of it. And it sits on our kitchen table, and it only tunes in to one station. That's all it can do. It's a one station mason jar radio station, always tuned in to WVPE.
That's great.
It's true.
April and Ken, thank you so much for taking time to reflect on these past 20 years, and we look forward to more in the future.
Here's to 20 more. Thanks so much, Tony.
Thanks.
Take a moment to support this kind of community building with your membership contribution by calling 844-333-9873 or visit wvpe.org and click on the Donate tab. For Michiana Chronicles and 88.1 WVPE, I'm Tony Crable.